The Clydesdale Bank 40 was hit severely by the weather today, with all six of the matches affected to some degree. In Group A, Leicestershire's match against Essex suffered the most, was abandoned without a ball bowled at Grace Road, while Gloucestershire won a 26-over match by 5 wickets at Lords as they chased down Middlesex's total of 157-8 with 22 balls to spare. Irishman Graham McArthur and spinner Ed Young each took 3 wickets in the home side's innings, with wicketkeeper John Simpson's cameo of 29 from 24 balls the highest score. When the Gladiators batted, the second wicket partnership of 53 between Hamish Marshall and Benny Howe laid the foundations for the chase, with Howe finishing unbeaten on 45 when the winning runs were hit. The South African-born Stefan Meiber and Australian overseas player Cameron Borgas added 132 runs for the second wicket to hand the Netherlands a comfortable 9-wicket win over Worcestershire at Kidderminster. The home side had time to face 27 overs in the first innings after they had been asked to bat, and they responded promisingly by making 172 for 4. After more rain, it was determined that the visitors would need 139 from 19 overs to win, and they easily achieved this, ending on 139 for 1 in the 17th over. In Group B, Scotland's batsmen got their team ahead on Duckworth Lewis by the time the rain came, as they prevailed by 18 runs over Nottinghamshire at Edinburgh. The Outlaws had made 219 for 7 from their 40 overs after being asked to bat, with captain Chris Reid top scoring with 59 from 50 balls. Josh Davey and Margit Hack were the most successful Scotland bowlers, taking 2 wickets each from their 8 overs. Davey then shared an unbroken first wicket partnership of 108 with Callum McLeod before the rain arrived after 23 overs and the home side were declared the victors. Hampshire also prevailed with a little help from Messrs Duckworth and Lewis at the Rose Bowl, as they came out winners by 48 runs over Glamorgan. Michael Carvery and James Vince both hit rapid half-centuries and added 142 for the first wicket after the Welsh Dragons made 173 for 7 in 34 overs. The duo parted just before the rain came, but they had done enough, taking the home side to 151 for 2 in the 24th over when the pass score by Duckworth Lewis was on 103. In Group C, several stoppages due to weather at Northampton meant the home side's match against the Unicorns was eventually abandoned at the county ground. The match was initially shortened to 10 overs side, with the visitors posting a respectable 79-3, courtesy of handy innings from Lewis Rees and Keith Parsons. However, Northamptonshire's pursuit of that target was interrupted after 10 balls, when they were on 16-1 and the points were shared.